USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump hit the campaign trail for Georgia Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler ahead of Tuesday's runoff elections. At a Monday night rally in Dalton, Georgia, the president told supporters that control of the Senate and ultimately the direction of the country hangs in the balance. He also said that he would continue to fight to keep the White House.
Your vote tomorrow will decide which party controls the United States Senate. The radical Democrats are trying to capture Georgia's Senate seats so they can wield unchecked, unrestrained, absolute power over every aspect of your lives. If the liberal Democrats take the Senate and the White House, and they're not taking this White House, we're going to fight like hell, I'll tell you right now.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, awesome and amazing day. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health.
Today I have a message for you women. We have women that come to us all the time, every single day with the same issues. They're tired of being tired and they are hopeless, completely hopeless because they have tried everything to lose weight.
And when we say everything, we mean everything. We have clients that have done keto, vegan, carrots in water, celery in water. I mean every excruciating, crazy diet you can imagine, and nothing has worked for them. But we have great news for you. Our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration resets your hypothalamus, resets your metabolism. Go on our website, energizehealth.com. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you. Log on today to energizehealth.com.
President-elect Joe Biden was also in Georgia on Monday, campaigning for the Democratic challengers in the Senate runoff elections. During a speech for John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock, Biden criticized the federal distribution of coronavirus vaccines.
By electing John and the Reverend, you'll be voting to get the states the resources they need to get the vaccines distributed. It's a shame what's happening now. It's a literal shame. I've said it before. Getting America vaccinated will be one of the most difficult operational challenges this nation has ever faced. But we've known it for the last months. This administration has gotten off to a god-awful start. The president spends more time whining and complaining than doing something about the problem. I don't know why he still wants the job. He doesn't want to do the work.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A leaked audio tape of a phone call President Trump had with Georgia's Secretary of State, in which he appeared to ask election officials in the state to overturn the election in his favor, is drawing reactions from both sides of the aisle. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the issues the president has been raising about the election are something that Congress should be debating. The California Republican tells Fox News ensuring that elections are fair and safe would unite the country.
What has happened here? In this last election, because of COVID, people just sending ballots out to anyone who's on the rolls. Well, these rolls have not been cleaned up. And this isn't the first time this has happened. When are we going to straighten out our elections? And when can we have a debate about the integrity of the elections? And if we really want to unite this nation, that's what the House should be doing in the Senate. This should never happen again in the future. We've watched it before. We have to change it. And we have to make sure that our elections are accountable, have integrity, and are safe.
Senator Chris Van Hollen says the call could rise to a criminal offense. The Maryland Democrat tells CNN that he believes a future Justice Department should look into it.
I do think this has the elements of a criminal act, and there's been a lot of discussion about that. I think the authorities in Georgia and a future Justice Department need to look into that and make a determination about whether or not to bring charges.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.